From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. 5 days after the massive tornado in Joplin, Missouri, there is frustration along with the heartbreak. The death toll is still rising. More than 130 people are now counted dead, and the number of missing people is falling. Many people on that list have been found alive. But for some families, there is still little information about their loved ones, and they're distressed about how long it's taking to identify the victims. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
When you think about how horrible things turned out, it's hard to remember that most of Sunday was really just an ordinary day in Joplin. The local high school was having its graduation. There was the normal Sunday traffic at the Walmart. Dennis Tyndall was out with his friends, and he left his brother hanging out at the house.
I had gone off to a friend's birthday party, and after they gave us the all clear, I pretty much flew over there, and I had to park two blocks away and climb over the rubble, and that's where I found him.
Dennis Tyndall and his mother, Margie King, say they know Michael was killed in the tornado and where his body is. What they don't understand is why they can't bury him.
We just want my brother back. That's all we want, is just to get him back. We want it to be done and over with.
Want to know where he is so our mortuary can go pick him up. And let's get him out of the cold, you know. Taken care of.
We have to be 100% accurate.
Don Bloom is with the Federal Disaster Mortuary Response Team. That's the group that's identifying the dead here.
And our people are dedicated in not being pushed into making rash decisions or speeding things up. That is why the process on our side takes a little bit longer than you feel it needs to.
Bloom says while that process may seem tedious to some, it's the only way to be sure that loved ones are correctly identified.
We have a family center where we're interviewing families. We do an 8-page interview. It takes about 2 to 3 hours. We do DNA sampling from the families also. From that point, we have to secure medical records. The challenge we face here is your major health facility is not operational, so some of those records may be not obtainable.
The day after the tornado, some medical records from the hospital were found scattered as far as 70 miles away. Bloom says his team is making progress identifying and releasing bodies to victims' families each day. But frustration in Joplin is building, not just over missing people, but over all aspects of the new reality here. To relieve some of the pressure and blunt criticism, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon held a forum with his cabinet here yesterday.
But for the purpose of this meeting today is to provide you with practical assistance that will help you get back on your feet and start taking those first steps on the long road to recovery.
More than 1,000 residents attended the forum. There were booths to handle everything from health care to unemployment insurance. Deborah Giddens and her daughter Tina went to the forum to see just what the plan of action was.
You know, how are we going to fix it? Not just, we have volunteers here. I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
They're here today, but they're not going to be here after a week's time. They're going to be gone, and we're still going to be dealing with it.
It's going to take us 6 months to have a home again. So what are we going to do next week whenever Joplin is last week's news?
Governor Nixon says when that happens, he and others here will do whatever they can to heal and rebuild this wounded city. Sonari Glutton, NPR News, Joplin.